what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In this tutorial today, we're going to be going over on why not to use the basic default WEP settings on your Verizon Files connection for your wireless. Now, I'm going to show you right quick. Here I have my wireless connection set up. As you can see, it's the network name is TOTT1. And let me go to advanced. And as you can see, I am using a WPA2 security connection. I am not using the regular WEP connection, which is what most people are using on their particular wireless connection setups. So let me go to cancel out of this. All right, and as you can see on my Verizon files setup here, it does show my SSID TOTT1, which is what I am using. And if we go into the advanced settings or advanced security settings, there's different type of setups you can use. You can use the regular WEP, which as you can see, they recommend. And you have higher levels of security connections. Now, one thing to keep in mind, some devices may not work well with WPA2. So WEP might just be your only outlet as far as being able to use it with the modem that is provided by Verizon Files to you. Now, I know from experience, the Xbox 360, my PS3, basically all my computers that I've hooked up, even laptops, they all work fine with the connection that I'm using. The only one that does not work properly is the PSP, and that's if I have it set up to only allow specified MAC addresses, which is the way I do have it set up. But whenever I want to use the PSP and use the internet, wireless internet through that, I do need to disable allow authentication only. If not, the PSP will not work. Unless they've recently updated that and I'm not aware, but from the last I've seen, that is how it's been working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use someone else's connection that has Verizon Files. And as you can see, their SSID is I3VV2. And let me just type that in. I3VV2, and I'm using a site called whatsmyip.org. They have a Verizon WEP key calculator, so I'll go ahead and calculate the key, and I'm going to use this bottom one here because I've already tried this out before and I do know that it does work. So let me go ahead and go back to my system preferences, to my wireless connections, I mean, and I'm going to select their connection. Now, since I've already done this, it did keep a list of it, but just to show you that it does work, I will re-enter the information. 1F9049F12E, and I'll show you the password on that. So you do see that it is the same WEP key as what is showing on the web page. I'll go ahead and save that. And now, if you look at my status, it shows that I am connected to I3VV2 with an IP address for that particular network. And if I wanted to, I could still view different web pages as if nothing ever happened. Even if I was to go to, say, like YouTube, I can definitely go on there. And still be able to view everything as it was. Now again, this is only for security purposes that you want to do this to make sure that no one is piggybacking on your wireless connection. So do not use this technique to try to steal someone's internet connection. Because if they're savvy enough, they can just look on their control panel and see who's connected from what machines and stuff. or they might have a different way to be able to look that up with certain trafficking programs or stuff like that. So definitely only use it to protect your own connection and not to steal someone else's. Anyways, this is your boy Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.